Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News for you, but right now, nephew in the building with Run That Prank Back. What do you have for us, Neff?
Number twos need Valentine's too. Number twos need Valentine's too. Let's go, Kat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to speak with Mr. Andre.
He's actually not here right now. Can I take a message for him?
Yes, my name is Zach, and I'm calling from the Seasons Hotel, and I'm following up and trying to make sure we got you guys straight for Thursday. We have you all scheduled on Thursday for our junior suite, and we have champagne that's already been ordered. And I just wanted to follow up and make sure if you guys wanted any other amenities in the room. We definitely have you guys scheduled for lunch at noon, and the couple spa treatment is at 4. I'm following up. I'm kind of like your concierge, and I want to make sure that if you guys need anything, we can get you taken care of.
You say your name is Zach from where?
I'm Zach, man, from the Seasons Hotel. I'm calling about you guys' reservation that you have here at the hotel on Thursday.
What do you guys? I don't have a reservation there. So you said Andre has a reservation there on February 13th in a suite and lunch and a couple's massage? Who's the couple? I don't know anything about this. I'm his wife.
I'm sorry. What's your name, ma'am?
Destiny.
Okay. Pause.
So you're calling from the Seasons because my husband, Andre, has a reservation for the evening, starting with, you're saying, like lunch and a couple's massage on the day before
hold on, ma'am. Can I get you to hold on for a second?
I can't believe this. I'm sorry. That wasn't even meant for you. Oh my God. I'm going to beat his.
Can I get you to hold on for a second?
Yeah. Oh my
God. Okay, I'll be right back.
Oh my God.
I'll be right back. Okay. Miss Destiny?
Yes.
Are you okay?
I just don't even understand. Oh my God. Anything that is booked under his name, I would like to cancel it at this point in time.
I'm not allowed to cancel. Only the person that has made the reservation can cancel.
I just can't.
If you don't mind me, I don't normally get personal. How long have you guys been married, ma'am?
We have been married for 11 years, and we have two children together. So what is this? The day before Valentine's, is this jump off day or something like that? Oh my God. Thank you for this call. I can't even. Oh my God. He told me he had to go out of town for work Thursday morning. He wouldn't be back till Friday afternoon.
Okay. Well, let me ask you something, Miss Destiny. I mean, you're going to see him on the 14th, ain't you?
Seriously? Are you kidding me right now?
I mean, I was just trying to look at the
Are you
the
kidding
side.
Me right now? You're talking about my husband is bringing some tramp to the Seasons. He must like her. Oh, my God.
Okay, but like I said,
ask me no stupid like that about I'm going to see him on the 14th. Don't even ask me no dumb like that. Y'all better hope y'all see him by the 14th and stuff. Y'all won't be looking for his ass because I'm about to get in that ass for sure. Is he crazy? Oh, my God.
Can I say something, Miss Destin, if you don't mind?
Don't say nothing stupid, Zach, okay? I'm really on the edge right now.
Okay, I understand. I'm just playing, I guess, devil's advocate here. Don't number twos need love, too?
Goodbye, Zach.
Did she hang? She done hung the... Call back.
What?
Did you hang up on me?
What do you want?
Did you hang up on me?
You damn right I hung up on you, you little professional. I can't believe it. You call here, get me on the phone, telling me some outrageous about my husband cheating on me, bringing some to the Four Seasons and all this. You know, I'm about to go whoop his ass. I want to come down there and whoop your ass. And you're going to turn around and ask me, like, don't number two me. You better hope I don't run into you, okay? If you see an angry black woman coming your way, know that it is me. I'm coming for your little too. Don't ask me no stupid like that. My husband out here cheating on me. We got kids and
Okay, let me ask you something. Ain't your sister Latricia? Ain't that your sister?
Wait, what you saying? That my sister coming down there with my husband?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But Latricia is
going to beat her too. Do you know my sister? Actually, who the is this? Who the are you?
Do you have to know who I am?
Hell yes, because I want to make sure when I come down there to whoop your ass, I'm whooping the right person's ass.
Well, when you come down here, look for me. Look for Tommy, nephew Tommy, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your sister, Latricia, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, you dirty motherfucker. Oh, I'm sitting here putting my boots on right. I'm about to go and act a fool on something. I'm the fun. Okay. That's how we gonna play today. All right. Okay, nephew Tommy. Yes. Okay. I'm about to go get her, though. That was you should feel my heart. It's pounding 100 miles a minute. I was fired up and ready to go. Whoop somebody's ass. You know what, Tommy? He was right. Somebody is going to you up. And you know what? I bet you it's going to be a woman.
You got to let me know, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, and it's crazy nephew Tommy.
And there you have
really?
It. Number two.
She was upset with you.
Number twos need love, too.
Yeah. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment and national news coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey.